What's up, Weezers?
Welcome back to a Messy Bun Monday. Like we said in our last episode, today we are going to be talking about our bucket lists. And to be honest, I don't think I've ever like actually sat down and thought about mine. So I did Pinterest some, but then as I was Pinteresting some, I like thought of some in my head. So,
oh, that's good. Why don't you go ahead and kick it off then?
Okay, so I mean, one big obvious one is I want to travel, but like specifically, like I want to get out of the United States because I've traveled within the United States, not a ton. You know, I've been to like Texas, California, Minnesota, Nebraska, you know, like.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why are you going to do Minnesota like that, Miss South Dakota?
Well,
what was that stank fit, Minnesota?
I was saying it like that because it's like just a hop, skip, and a jump over. You know, it's not like nothing.
You better hop, skip, and jump and make that shit happier than Minnesota.
Minnesota.
God.
No, I said it like that because it's like not far. Like it's like, you know, right here, you know? Like I can be in Minnesota in 5 minutes. So I don't know.
Can you make your way on over, bud?
No, not that. Like not to you. Not like to you.
Okay, I'll meet you at the border. See you in 5 minutes.
Okay. It's not five. I think, what, Jasper's in Minnesota, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it is. And that's like right next to Del Rapids.
Huh.
But it might be South Dakota yet. I'm not positive.
I mean, they do kind of just like blend.
Yeah.
Okay, so like ideally, where would be your favorite place to travel? Like your top?
My top?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Lord have
honestly
mercy.
I feel like somewhere like Greece or like Spain.
Ooh, Barcelona.
Barcelona, yeah. Like I just feel like that would be like a very like visually pleasing place to go. Like relaxing. Like there, like you can walk around and tour a little bit, but at the same time, like just like chill.
Yeah, just chill.
Shut up.
Honestly, traveling is on mine too, like for real, but I kind of have like low-key a list. I have been out of the country, but only on a cruise. So like we got to leave the boat a little bit, but we were on the boat from the most of the time. And when we went to Jamaica, Cuba, the Cayman Islands, and then Cozumel, Mexico. So I would love to go back to Jamaica, but like not on a cruise ship. Like obviously like go to Jamaica and experience it and not have to get right back on a boat because I loved the like atmosphere there. Like everyone was like legit shit. And same with the Cayman Islands. Oh my God, so fucking beautiful. Like, holy shit. I would just like more time there. A dolphin bit me and that wasn't cool. Like he really fucked me up and scared the shit out of me. And he also bit my friend and punctured like through her toe. And so she got her pictures for free because she was bleeding.
Oh my God.
On the other hand, didn't bleed, so I still had to pay for my pictures.
Seriously, you got
but
bit
everyone saw the dolphin fuck me up, and like I do overreact, don't get me wrong. Like I'm not even gonna try to be like I'm so calm all the time. No, I'm a little bit dramatic here and there. But like, bro, when you can't see something coming at you and it's an aquatic creature and then it latches onto your foot, that shit is terrifying. Like clearly you're not expecting that. So then it happens, right? And the dolphin like comes back and I'm like, oh my God, get your dolphin, like get your dolphin. Like I'm telling these people like this fucking thing is circling like a shark and he just bit my toe. Like get your dolphin, get me out of this fucking water. And so like two of the people like jumped in the water to like figure out where the dolphin was and like make sure that I got back to where I needed to go without it biting me again. But the reason it bit me is because A, I'm a snack, but B, it's because they gave us the wrong directions. They said to point your feet, like they said point. So to me, that means extend your foot, right?
Yeah,
no,
pointing.
They meant pull your foot back. So like you're like stretching your foot so that the dolphin can push on your foot. Instead, our feet were like this because they said point. And so the dolphin bit our foot because it wasn't used to the foot being like that. So they fucked us up on purpose.
Yeah, when you say point, I'm like, I was a dancer when I was little. So like, when you say point, I think that too, like you point out your feet.
Yes. No, they fucked us up on purpose. But okay,
oh my
so sorry.
God.
Back to traveling. I would love to go there again. I did not like Cuba at all. I'm sorry. It wasn't my cup of tea, and I felt really bad because there were like a bunch of homeless mangy dogs like roaming the sides of the roads, and I felt
heart.
So fucking bad, bro. Like, I wanted to cry every time I saw one. Also, there was cockroaches a lot of places, and I wasn't cultured with that at that point in my life. And so I was literally on a tour bus to like go to this place, and something crawled up my legs and damn near up my shorts, and I turned and looked, and it was a fucking roach. That was a terrible experience. I wanted to fucking die. But like, main places I want to go, I really want to go to Africa. I want to go to Australia, Ireland. I definitely want to be like a little bit basic and go to like fucking Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
I want to be in that fucking blue water. Like, I'm one of those fucking little cabanas.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, I haven't been on like the side of like California, things like that. So I definitely want to go to Cali, Oregon, things like that. Like, I want to go all over the place. I just want to be a little travel bug.
Yeah, no, me too. Ideally, I'd like to go everywhere. But I wouldn't mind doing like a all-inclusive resort.
Oh, Lord. Jizort? Yeah, me either. Give me all the jizz.
I wouldn't mind going to an all-inclusive.
Give me an all-inclusive resort, please. Does that come with the free breakfast facial? Nighttime nuts. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Instead of housekeeping, they're there to like bust on your face in the morning.
Oh, shit. I meant resort. But my friend did that and she said it was really fun. So I don't mind doing that. I mean, I'd like to do everything. Oh, speaking of traveling, guess what I found out today? I found out that my job has a condo in Florida. And after I've worked here for so many months, they didn't really say how many, but after I've worked here for so many months, I get access to the condo in Florida and I can like use it for a vacation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Like, that's super fucking cool. That's an awesome perk to hear about. What the fuck?
Yeah. I just found it out today because a utility bill came in for this place. And I was like, my coworker was like, oh yeah, so this bill is for our condo in Florida. And I look at her and I'm like, we have a condo in Florida?
Fuck yeah, dude.
So yeah, that was kind of fun to find out because I have not been to Florida yet.
Ever?
Mm-mm.
What?
Not one time.
Bro, let's fucking go to Miami.
All right, I'm down.
Actually, fuck my... We can go to Florida. We'll figure it out.
Okay, I don't even know where this condo is.
That's also something good to find out.
Yeah.
One time I went to Florida when I was younger, we went to Disney and we stayed at like this Disney resort and it was like on this golf course. And it was my brother and I, and then my cousins. So a boy and a girl, we all went on the golf course and we were stealing the golfers' golf balls. Like when they would hit them far, we would go on the course and steal the golf balls, which we didn't know was like super wrong. Like we were pretty young. And then we would run away. Well, this one group of adults started chasing after us in their golf cart to tell on us. And so we had to run for our lives, but I was obese. And so I was the slowest kid. And I literally looked in front of me and all my cousins were like, zoom in, bro. And my brother too. They were gone like a motherfucker. And so I'm like yelling like, help me, wait for me. And they like run. They make it to the hotel. Like I finally make it to by the bare minimum. Like that golf cart was on my heels. And then we all hid under the bed of like at the hotel because we were scared that they were going to knock on our parents' door and like yell at us. But my dad ended up like going on the balcony and then asking what happened. And then obviously they told on us because they're bitch ass narcs. And then we got in big trouble, but our parents genuinely did think it was funny because they laugh about it to this day too. Like we hid and fucking stole people's golf balls off the fucking course.
Oh my God. That's funny. That's another place I've never been is to either Disney World or Disneyland.
We have so many places to go, bitch.
I know. Have you been to both or just one?
No, just one. Because isn't the other one in California?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, you said you haven't been to California. Yeah, I'd like to go to one of them. What's like the difference between them? I don't even
I have
know.
no fucking idea. Is it just the location? Like, I don't
No,
know.
no. I have no idea.
This is gonna sound crazy, but I swear to God, I mean it. I swear to God, I mean it. I want to do the diving with sharks. Well,
You're
you know, I literally love animals and I love water. Like, I'm fucking crazy. Like, whenever I get drunk, I like to be in water or around water. Like, I'll go chunky dunking in the lake. Or the other day when I got drunk with my roommate, I literally just sat on the floor in the bathtub with the shower water running over me and just like sat there while she sat on the floor. So like, I wasn't like taking a legitimate shower. I was just literally chilling in the tub as the water ran over me.
That's fine.
Yeah, I
I
just
mean,
love
I like,
water.
yeah, I like, I like swimming pools. I'm a little bit terrified of like
Oh yeah, we can't
open
put you in a
bodies of
fucking
water.
pond, a lake, an ocean, nothing. It's got to be a fucking shallow kiddie pool. So I'll get fake sharks, like the little plastic ones, and then we'll do, you know, your diving with sharks, and then you can document my experience. You can stay on the boat.
Yeah, I'll stay on the boat.
But I want to go for real. There's this thing at my job, like you can earn points, and it would take forever to do this, but you can earn points to like cash them out for whether it's like gift cards or experiences, and one of them is cage diving with sharks, but it's literally so many points, I think you would have to save them for 60 years. But
Oh
I'm like,
wow.
oh my God, that's an option. That's literally like lit.
That's cool.
I would
Yeah.
straight up do that.
I think sharks are one of the, actually any sea creature scares the shit out of me. I don't know what it is, but have you ever
Even
seen
a
40?
pufferfish?
Yeah, anything out of the water, I don't like it. Have you seen that movie 47 Meters Down, and then there's a second one. It's like 47 Meters Down Uncaged.
I've seen the first one, not the second one.
Most terrifying movies I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, but like low key was kind of not that interesting.
No, just terrifying. Every single, like, I'm not gonna lie. I went to the theater with my family for the first one. I was crying. Sharks terrify me. Like, terrify me.
Love sharks. I think they're so cool. Like my best friend and I, when we went on spring break to Myrtle Beach, we went to the aquarium and we went what was it? Snorkeling with fucking, what do you call them? With stingrays, and they had those like what are they? Little like sand sharkies, the ones that like don't have teeth.
Oh, okay.
Those kind of sharkies swimming
Yeah.
around too. And yeah, you're like snorkeling, kicking around your little, and they sucked on your fucking toes, bro. Not the sharks, the stingrays. But we went, I swam with little sharkies, just not the scary kind.
I can't do that. So coming back to land, one thing I think would be really fun to do is I want to do one of those like big, huge zip lines.
Oh God, I don't know if I could zip line.
Oh, I could zip line. I know,
Bro,
like,
the fact that there's nothing like, the fact that the support is only on top of you and there's nothing like underneath you, I don't like that.
I'd
I
do
mean,
that.
maybe I would try it, but like you literally have to like step off of a platform, and I don't think like that's a mental thing that I might like that I could do.
Yeah. Well, I
Someone has
know
to push me.
I went to this camp like when I was like a child. And they had like little zip lines like on their, they had like random like play areas, like little playground things, and they would have like zip lines on them. And I loved those things. And I just think it would be so fun to do like one of the big ginormous ones that like goes over a bunch of trees or like a lake or like a canyon
That
or
would be
something.
so beautiful.
It would be gorgeous.
Bitch, could you imagine it breaking and then you fall into the lake with all the animals that live in the lake?
No, that'd be fucking terrifying. Hopefully the
Right,
water
so
kills
maybe
me.
the trees would probably be the best idea.
Yeah.
But that's
Ugh.
dope. That's a good. I would consider zip lining. I just don't know if the mental piece of like stepping off the platform and not having like anything underneath me to like,
Yeah.
you know, that would fuck me up.
I'll let you go first and I'll just push you.
Yeah, please
You'll
do.
thank
Like,
me in the
please
end.
push
Like
me.
the scenery and everything, like, you'll thank me in the end.
100%. Like, I would think all that's cool as shit for sure, but like the actual like plunge, no thank you.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I might, like, shit on someone.
Yeah, I think that initial like stepping off the platform would even make me nervous.
Ooh, and I can already feel like the drop in your stomach when you do that. Fuck that, no thank you. this one's like way less like scary, but like I've always wanted a big thigh piece tattoo, so like it's on my list to eventually get that done and start the piece and finish it. And I only have one tattoo that really has like shading, and it's on my ass, and so I'm very curious to experience it somewhere else and kind of see how it is and get a big piece, because all of my tattoos are small. Like I have 11 tattoos, they're all pretty small in size, and so I've always wanted a big old thigh piece. It's just, that's a lot of money to put down. I don't know like who to go to get it. Like, it's research that goes into it, so that's why I haven't done it. And I'm also a punani that's like nervous about what if I start it and then it hurts so bad that I have to fucking stop.
Yeah, I want a sleeve
for real.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could rock a sleeve, but my mom would kick my ass. Yeah, get my sleeve, girl.
It was funny this weekend. My dad was kind of like talking about tattoos and how he doesn't like them to the kids, because Jersey said that she wanted to get a tattoo.
Oh.
And my dad was like, not why you're, well, he was all like, you're not gonna do that, blah 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 blah. And then he switched. I think he remembered that I had one. He's like, not while you're under my roof. And I'm like,
oh shit.
I'm like, Dad, I have a tattoo. He's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, my mom was like all against them, and I got one and she still didn't like them. And mine are, well, they started off mostly hidden. And like I said, they're all small. Well, then that bitch was going to sign off on my brother getting one while he was underage. And it was like a big piece that took up like this whole chunk of his fucking arm.
But you and can't, she was going to
sign off on it, but I still couldn't get them. And she didn't like them when I had them. And so she would say shit like, I don't know, like my body is my temple. And I said, and mine is too, but I choose to decorate the walls. And so she finally got her first tattoo like last year with me. So now we have a matching tattoo and she really does like it. She cried at first because she got pressured from the tattoo guy on putting it somewhere different than she wanted it. And so that threw her like through a loop, but she really likes it and she's happy with it and she wants to add to it. So we switched her over from the my body is my temple to decorating the walls.
Where did she end up getting it?
Right here where I have mine, but she wanted it on her foot. And the guy was like straight up like, no, I'm not putting your first tattoo on your foot. I refuse. And so that's where she wanted it the whole time. She never thought about putting it anywhere else. And she had to make a very like last minute decision because we were at like the flash sale event. And so it was like, go, go, go. So she had to make a last minute decision as to like where else to put it. And she cried when she got home because she hated it at first.
Aww.
I didn't want it on my arm.
I wonder why he refused to do it on her foot for the first time. That's where my first tattoo was. And
it depends on the artist, but a lot of artists will deter you from certain areas for your first tattoo. Like, I've heard a lot of stories of people like, no, I want it here, and the artist was like, nope, I refuse.
Wow.
I even saw a video on TikTok today where an artist was like, if you don't have any tattoos on your arms, I'm certainly not going to do your hands. If you don't have a chest piece, I'm certainly not going to do your neck or your head. And I was like, Lord have mercy. Like what if someone has a whole leg sleeve and then you're going to be like, no, I don't want to tattoo your knuckle. Like if they have their whole entire leg done and you're just like, nah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. So another one. I mean, I feel like this is just super unrealistic for me because of the person I am. But for years now, I've had a dream of buying either like a bus or like a big van or like something and renovating it into like a little apartment and living in it for That's like a little idea. Bit. Like it's obviously not a long term, like mm-hmm. nothing I want to do long term, and we could like keep it for camping afterwards or whatever. But like, I want to do it and then go just like live in it for like 6 months to a year just to experience that and like be able to just up and go somewhere if I wanted to, you know.
Yeah, and
have everything
sure.
with me,
right? And I don't know, I really like the bus ones. Like some of them turn out so fucking cool,
so
but like I don't
cool.
know, I think I'm too I could like it for a week and then I would be too claustrophobic. I'd be like, get me the fuck out of here.
See, that's the thing. When you feel like that, you just drive over to like little destination, get out of your bus, and then, you know, just like stay out of it for a little bit for like the day and just go exploring or something.
I don't think a day would be enough for me, bro. Like I own a whole house right now. Like I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. I have a fucking workshop separate from my house that I go out to, and like some, I work from home. So literally I still feel stuck in the same 4 walls and it drives me nuts. Like if I don't get out of my house, I go crazy. And even when I get out of my house for like a little bit, I'm like, fucking A, I don't want to go back. Like I love my house. It's just, if I start feeling confined to the same area, I get nuts. I get stir crazy.
Yeah. I just think it's unrealistic for me because of how much stuff I have.
That's 100% for like true. And like, also, would you procrastinate renovating it? Like, would you buy the bus and then never renovate it?
Probably.
It's okay, though. A bucket list doesn't even have to be realistic. It's just things that you would like to do. Like, who cares? Yeah. And that's an awesome idea. And it could be super cool. And you may accomplish that. So go you.
Well, even like, I don't know, even just like doing a camper, like getting like a cheap ass, like rundown kind of looking camper and then renovating that and then maybe just using it for camping.
I've been looking at the little ones, like not the huge ones, like not an RV, but the camper that you can drive. Like it's a little one, like a small one.
Yeah.
I've been looking at those because I know people like bought them for like COVID and they've started selling them again because they're like, well, blah, blah, blah. But I haven't found one that's like in decent enough shape for me to pull the trigger. But eventually I would like something like that so that I could go on like little weekend trips and stuff and then have my, like I could physically drive it. So I don't have to worry about pulling something. And then I could have my dog in there. Like, you know what I mean? It's big enough, whatever.
Yeah, no, definitely. I muted myself on accident. Sorry. Do people live in Antarctica?
I don't know.
I'd like to visit Antarctica.
I don't know about that. I want to see the Northern Lights, like legit. That would be cool as fucking shit.
That would be cool.
Also, off topic, but it's on my bucket list. I want to have sex on a boat. Not like a fucking ship. I did that. But I want to have sex on like a boat.
Just like a regular old boat.
Also, like not one of those boats that you row where the guy in holes is like, I can fix that. And he's like rowing his little boat. No, like a vroom vroom boat.
Like a speed boat? Like it's like a small... But
I wouldn't do that to my parents because that's disrespectful. But like, you know, I'd like to fuck on a boat. I'm on a boat. There's a lot of places I want to have sex. Can we have a sex bucket list? Because like I have some things.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I want to live life, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to like... Oh, so there's like a map of like... I think it's like driving across like the United States and like back or something like that. And then there's like somebody made a roadmap of the USA. I don't know who did it, but like it had like a bunch of like places to like visit as you're like traveling the USA. I think it'd be fun to like in the long run, like take like a year to like do that or something.
Dude, yeah, that would be cool. The fact that you call it the USA is what's cracking me up.
USA.
Instead of just being like the US, you're like the USA, which like I know that's correct, but just hearing it and then not once but twice really threw me off. Like the USA. I don't know why that threw me off so much, but I was like, what?
What?
Realistic, but it's on my bucket list. I would love to have a golden retriever eventually, so that's gonna happen.
No, I always said that. I did. I always said I wanted a golden retriever. And then when I worked at that dog place a while back, the owners, they all had golden retrievers. And they all said that, I mean, they're a good dog, but in the long run, like their lifespan's not very great.
I had one for 13 years.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, like, I didn't get to live with him that whole time because part of that was, like, when my parents split up, but he lived to be 13 or 14.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. They were telling you, like, the average is, like, 5 years for a golden retriever.
Fuck no, that's not true.
So it, like, deterred me away from getting one because, like, all of their dogs were, like, in this, like, science experiment to, like, figure out why golden retrievers die so early or something like that.
Ew, that's so morbid. What the fuck?
Yeah.
My cousin has one. She's 3 years old and like she's sweet as can be. She's definitely not gonna die, probably. I mean, unless
Okay, that
Lord have
makes me
mercy.
feel better because I, like I said, I always wanted one. I think they're gorgeous dogs.
They are, and they're literally so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Okay,
how
that
you
makes me
said it.
feel better. They literally like made me like not want one, just like with the things they
Real?
said. Yeah, because I was like, how am I gonna like get a dog and only love it for a couple years and then it's just gone?
Well, I mean, that can happen with literally anything, and that's why life is so sad, because with life there's fucking death, which is a terrible thing to fucking think about.
No, I know you don't
So
think about
that
it.
would not be like a night, you know, I don't want to think about anything negative like that. But a golden retriever is definitely on my list for sure.
I low-key freaked out on my mom this weekend.
Did you?
A little bit. Because, okay, so they've been obviously letting cash in a little bit more, especially like, I mean, it's been hot, so they let him in when it's hot. But like ever since my mom found out, like she's been kind of a sucker and like lets him in all the time. But then she turns around and complains about all the hair. And so every single time she'd walk into the freaking living room, she could be like, "Ooh, the hair." And I'm like, you realize we have hair on our head, on our arms, on our legs. Like we have hair. He has hair. It's hair, mom. And then like she wouldn't shut up about it. She again, every time she would walk into the living room, she'd be like, "Ooh, hair." And finally, I'm like, you know what? Pretty soon you're not gonna have any hair in here, and then how are you gonna feel?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I kind of lost it.
It's okay. It's under everyone processes differently.
Oh, I'm sad. It makes me
Let's
sad.
not. Yeah, let's not go there. What's on your sex bucket list?
Oh, I don't know.
Bitch, I know you want to try some shit, so fucking tell me what it is.
I can't because if I talk about it now, he's gonna hear and then he's gonna be like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna try
Right. So if you
that."
want to try it, it's an easy way to let him know. Tell him what you want to try, you dirty little hooker.
Know. I really don't know. I like I haven't like sat and like thought about it, you know?
Jaden, I know for a fact you've seen something and been like, I want to try that. Have you ever watched Owen Gray on Pornhub?
No. Is that one you told me to look up that one time? I
My
think I
favorite porn star?
Yeah, I think I like looked him up, but I don't think I watched any of his
Right.
stuff.
So like remember, it's not about the looks, it's about how he fucks.
Yeah.
Watch his videos. I'm telling you, that shit will change your life.
Okay. Is he on
Fuck yeah, he's on porno. Oh, and Gray all the way.
I mean, I'm too chunky for this, I think, but like I wouldn't mind trying like a sex swing. That looks kind of fun.
First of all, don't ever say that sentence again. You're not too chunky for anything. I'm sure they make anything with accommodations. And I think a sex swing would be fun as fuck, too.
I legit, yeah, I think that'd be fun.
It could be fun. Also, it could be scary because if you slip even a little bit, something bad is happening.
Yeah, but that can happen anytime.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, it's not funny
Yo,
though.
if someone ever put me in a sex swing and just used that as an excuse to fuck me in the butt, I'd be so mad. Oh, it slipped. Shut the fuck up.
I'd kill him.
I would be so mad.
Then I'd have to call you and be like, "Lauren, so I killed him because he put it in my butt.
And I
So
would be like, that is completely valid. Let's like tie him up and
can you
pretend
help me
that he
hide
got caught up in
the
the sex swing, and he just like, you know,
body?"
suffocated. It was the
Oh
swing, I
yeah,
swear.
the sexual asphyxiation or whatever. I don't know the real term, but like people like it.
Don't know. I don't
I
know.
mean, see, okay. So I'm not gonna lie, like I do a little bit, but like to an extent.
What is the extent? Because is it like full-blown asphyxiation or like you just like being choked? Like,
Yeah.
wait, do you have a thing for like what was that called? Yo, there's literally a word for it, like a term. Like, I can't remember what it is.
I think I might have passed that one time.
You're fucking lying. I know you're fucking lying. You went lights out. Are you fucking kidding me?
I think
Yo.
so. Hold on. Brandon.
There's no fucking way.
I'm pretty sure I did.
You went
I think
full-blown
he
lights
told
out.
me I passed out for a second, yeah.
My God. Who would fuck someone up? I don't think I could do that shit.
He's out cooking a pizza.
Right now, he doesn't want to listen. Bitch, did you choke her until she passed out or not?
He can't hear you because I have my
I
headphones
know.
in.
I know.
Oh, there he is. Hey, did I pass out one time when you choked me?
Where's the Parmesan cheese?
On the table in the living room. Parmesan cheese. I did.
All I heard was, "Where's the Parmesan cheese?" Like, babe, did I pass out when you choked me? And then I heard, "Where's the Parmesan cheese?" Like, is that the code word? Like, oh, Jaden's like going cross. Like, where's the Parmesan cheese?
Our safe word.
Oh my fucking god.
I think it was only like a second though, right? It was like a second.
All right, I'm gonna say it. Oh, I don't want to say it. I'm gonna say it. You said that, so I can say this. I don't like spit. Like, spit kind of grosses me out if I think about it. But one time I had a guy, we were like making out or whatever, and he literally said to me something about like choking me and spitting in my mouth. Like, he just said the sentence, but it was the way he said it. I have never heard anything more appealing in my life. And like, normally I would be like, ew, you're fucking disgusting. But the way he said it, I was like, yes, please, like, Lord have mercy. Like,
see, I think I maybe would have had been in like that specific situation, because you just telling me that
was,
like,
I literally think it was just the scenario, but it was the way he fucking said, like, the moment and the way he said it, I was like, oh my god.
I feel like if Brandon spit in my mouth ever, I'd kill him. I'd choke
yeah
him
I think
out.
I'd actually I'd probably puke. Beat the shit out of someone. Like, I don't I'd know puke. About spit. I don't know about spit. But in the moment, I was like, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Like, whatever you just did there with those words, like, for some reason, that fucking worked. He never did it. I'm just going to clarify. I never had a spit like that, like, straight up just, like, in my mouth.
Yeah, but, like, just the way he said it. Yeah, I get mm-hmm. it. I get it. I just feel like that's, like, yeah, I would have had to have, like, been in that situation to, like, feel that, because, like, just hearing it, I'm like, bleh.
Yeah, normally I'm the same way with spit. Ew. Oh. Although clearly earlier on in this podcast, I was joking about being at a all-inclusive
resort.
And I'm like, shit, that sounds like the best idea. Let's market that plan and run with it.
You think it'd be a hit?
Us boys in the morning, they're just like knocking on the doors. They're like, ma'am, we're here for your morning. I can't say the rest, but
you know. Your morning facial.
Yeah, but I was gonna use the other word. What the fuck is the other word? Like the Pornhub category.
Cum shot?
Bukkake.
Bukkake. Here for your morning bukkake.
Fuck yes.
Okay, I don't know why. I don't know what got me saying this, but like, I've started using that word for like just shitty stuff, you know, like
bukkake?
I feel like bukkake, and like me, I'm like before I found out what it meant, I was saying it and I don't even know where I heard it or what. I didn't know what it meant, but I was like, I'd just be like, oh, I feel like bukkake, like meaning I feel like shit. And
really you were saying I feel like jizz on my face. Like, fuck. That's quite the feeling you're describing to people.
Yeah. Whoops.
Whoops. What the fuck else is on my bucket list, dude? I have no interest in bungee jumping. I can tell you that's not on my bucket list. No. I don't trust that cord at fucking all.
No.
And I think that people do, you know, have some serious questions they need answered in their life, and that's why they choose to do that, because that is something that would cause me to defecate on myself, and then gravity would cause it to hit me in the face, and that would just not be a good time. Fuck that.
I agree. I could not.
Also, like, I really honestly, like, I wouldn't say that I'm like scared, like terrified of heights. I just genuinely do not like heights that much, and like the act of like doing something high up, like jumping off of something high up, like going to the quarries and jumping off the cliff or whatever, like the act of like being high up and then like physically leaving that space to like go down scares the shit out of me. Like, it's the fall that scares me. Like,
yeah.
So like, skydiving looks legit. Like, that shit looks cool as fuck and I would consider it, but again, someone would physically have to push me and then have medics on standby, because I don't know if I would survive.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that one. I had the opportunity.
I can breathe with like the wind going that fast.
I don't know. I had the opportunity in college. They like brought out, you knew about that, right? At the college we went to? Oh, yeah.
It was probably too hefty to go. So they didn't try to market that shit to me, which is really sad. Okay. But I know there are weight limits or anything. Okay.
God.
They said, we only have like certain insurance and a liability on our hands. Don't ask that girl. It's okay.
You were the one that just told me they have accommodations for everything.
Clearly not for jumping out of a fucking airplane.
Well, I don't know if it was maybe, I don't know if it was just for my department or what, but like they had it for us at school. So like I could have gone.
You know what they had for me? Fucking artificial insemination classes. I got to stick my arm up cows' fucking asses and try to get them pregnant with a fucking tube. That's what I got to do for free.
Oh my gosh.
And really not even for free. That was in my fucking tuition. But hey, I'm AI certified. So anyone needs to be inseminated, you let me know. I mean, I only practiced on cows before, so it's going to be a bit different, but I'm willing to try if you are. I'm totally kidding. Oh my God. I'm not kidding about the class. I really am certified. Okay. This is on my bucket list. It's always been on my bucket list. I want to ride a bull, like a real bucking bull. Not the a
bucking
fucking,
bull, like from the rodeo.
Yeah, I want to be a bull rider for a little bit. Like, not
dude,
a real one.
Do you know
like,
how bad that's going to hurt your coochie?
My titties would knock me out before I ever fell back down onto the bull. So my coochie, I wouldn't feel that shit. I would be knocked out cold, bro. It would literally be one buck and it's game over for me. Like,
oh, my God.
What?
Oh, I was just asking how the pizza was. Because you didn't give me any.
Rude.
Little bitch.
Tell him it's on your bucket list to like get a nicer boyfriend.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list to get a nicer boyfriend.
Oh my God, he literally wasn't phased.
He can't hear me. He's listening to his YouTube videos. His headset on.
Scare the shit out of him later just to make him feel bad. I'm ruthless. This is why I'm single.
It's fine.
I scared my roommate really bad the other day and it was genuinely hilarious. Like, I've never laughed that hard. I probably have laughed that hard, but like, I definitely laughed very hard. We're not getting very far with like an actual bucket list, but I hope you guys are enjoying our conversation about random activities that you can do.
We have a great bucket list.
Totally.
I don't know what else would be out. Like, I mean, I guess
I want you to go on the zipper with me. That's on my bucket list.
Oh, fuck you.
You have to do it before I die. Otherwise, you're going to feel bad. You're going to be at my funeral like, God damn it, I just should have done it. She would have lived.
I hate
you. Look at me like, now I'll let you die. Like, fuck going on the zipper. I'll
ride.
Let you die.
I hate it.
Oh, and you wouldn't hate my death? Excuse me.
Of course I would. I'd be sad the rest of my life, but.
Okay, so then go on the zipper. It'll be over before you know it.
Okay, so like one thing I have on my bucket list is like I would, and like this one is one that I am actually trying to accomplish. I want to be like 100% debt free and then buy a house. I mean, I don't know if I'll be 100%. I don't know if I'll be 100% debt free before I buy the house. I might still have my student loan, but I for sure want to get through the credit cards I fucked myself over with and my car, because I'm so close to paying off my car.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now don't do the dumb thing and turn around and buy another brand new one. Like,
oh no,
rack this one out.
Well, she's a little broken right now, but it's fine.
Bitch, what did you do?
I don't know. She just,
God damn it. I feel like this is a conversation every couple of months. What did you do? I don't know. Oh God, Jaden.
Well, like she, whenever I turn the key, like, okay, so if I have the car completely on, she's fine. Like there's no check engine light. But like, you know that little half turn you can do and like the air comes on and the radio comes
on,
but like your car's
I just
not
had
on.
This issue, yeah.
My check engine light comes on and my air does not. My radio will, but my air won't come on anymore and my check engine light comes on.
Interesting. Mine wasn't that. It was it was with the same scenario when you like half turn your key and it said check charging system or something like that, but he told me it was just a code that was fucked up because like I had them check my battery and my alternator, and neither of those things were the problem. And then he was like, yeah, it's just a code.
Huh. Hopefully that's mine. But like when I'm going fast.
Well, yours definitely isn't a code if like your air physically doesn't blow. Like there's something wrong there.
And even when my car's on, like if I have it on the, it won't blow out of like the defrost area or the floor. Even if
bitch,
I have it
get
on
this
there.
Taken care of. It's about to be winter in bumfuck Egypt, South Dakota. You can't be driving with no fucking defroster.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had to
fucking deal with this Christ.
It was bad last winter too, and now it's even worse.
Jaden, God, I can only imagine. You haven't told your parents about this because there's no fucking way they'd let you be driving your death trap around. Not even down the fucking block. I'm gonna call your dad.
No, don't call my dad.
I'm gonna call your dad.
No, and then when I go, okay, so normally like my RPMs would stay like between probably like 2 and 4, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Like, when even when you're accelerating, like, you know, it doesn't go like all the way up to like 5, 6.
Stop! It does now. Jaden, Jesus Christ, go to the mechanic office. I meant the shop, not the office. I sound like a fucking idiot. Like, go to the mechanic office.
It's okay. You're just spitting it out.
No, you need to fucking get that taken care of. Yeah, you can literally die.
I know.
Let's not. Like, is it on your bucket list to be a member of one of the Final Destination movies? Like, just fuck around and find out. Like, fucking go to the mechanic, bro.
Oh, it's fine.
It's not fine.
Oh, no, I do need to take it in. My mom literally made me screenshot. Okay, so I hate doing things for myself, like my car, my health, it doesn't matter. So I've been meaning to get into the doctor to check up on my pituitary gland thing since April.
Are you fucking shitting me?
No.
I could beat the shit out of you right now.
And then also,
what the fuck is your boyfriend back there doing? Because he should be making sure you're doing that too. I have a bone to pick with that motherfucker.
No, but nobody can get me. My mom tells me every single day, like nobody can.
I don't
get
care
me
if someone life. Tells you he physically lives with you. He can pick up the phone and be like, "Excuse me, ma'am, I have the person that's been waiting to speak to you. He's just being a punani." Fucking call that office for you. I'll do it. Put you on a 3-way call. Speak, bitch.
But
that's
then also,
not something to fuck around with. Excuse you.
Also, I've been dealing with like a lot of. Listen to me.
I'm also, trying, but you okay.
Also, I've been dealing with like a lot of like nausea. And so my mom was like, go in for your yearly and talk to somebody about it. So she literally made me call and screenshot my appointments on my chart thing on my
good.
So yeah.
Now it shouldn't take all of that to get you to go in when you got a lot going on.
I know. Okay, but the reason I've started
no.
Don't
no.
yell at me.
No.
No, I just want
whatever,
you to see what
whatever you're about to say is some stupid shit.
I know it's stupid. But so the reason I didn't go in April is because like I had gotten really bad and like wasn't taking my medicine for it anyway. So one, nothing would have changed. And two, I didn't want him to yell at me for not taking my meds. So then I just never went. Since then, I've started taking all of my meds again. So I'm okay. But like, that's why I didn't go in April, like I was supposed to.
All right, I'm going to make room where the animals live at my house. You're going to move in and be my new fucking person that I'll be taking care of to make sure that we can get you on the right fucking track.
I'm getting there. Okay. Mm.
Okay, well, once we get you there, let's stay on track.
I know.
Or I'll drive to South Dakota to fucking shove my foot up your ass. Out of love, of course.
I have been trying to get my life together. I've gotten back on my meds. I got my car detailed. I think I said that
okay.
last episode.
So, okay, wait. So cleaning it was more important than figuring out why you almost die when you hit the highway?
No, one step at a time, bitch.
Right, so those steps might have been a little bit backwards, but I'm glad you accomplished one of them. Dude, let me just say this. I listened to our last episode the other day at work and I could not stop cracking the fuck up. Like, after I got over speaking about you know who and like being annoyed, when I talked about the forehead flicking and I said Chunky Duncan and you died, I couldn't stop cackling. Like, I literally was dying and I was like, oh, this is cute. Like, this is how lame I am. I sit at home listening to myself and my friends speak, and then I still laugh about it like I didn't say it.
Like, is that a mental illness? When I was editing it, though, I laughed again, too. Like, that was funny.
God.
And then that part where you're like, oh my gosh, it's not fair. You're muted and everybody's just going to hear me laughing and nobody's going to know you're laughing like that too.
Girl, you were laughing so hard. I wish they could see the video of us recording these, because that is funny half the time. You cheat. You mute yourself a lot to be chomping on whatever you're doing or laughing and turning around and talking to your boyfriend. And I'm just sitting here like,
okay, but the last time I was muting myself, not because I was laughing, I was muting myself because I was still like deathly ill and I was coughing every time you were making me laugh too hard,
right? Which is why, oh my god, I swear to god, I just saw something walk behind me.
I wasn't paying attention. I was like looking back.
I need to go pee. Hang on. Oh my. Oh my god.
Are you okay?
My soul just left my body. Okay, so for anyone, well, everyone clearly that just listened and heard that deathly, like, terrifying scream, I said that I saw something walk behind me, which, like, it looked like a person at the time because it was, like, just in the camera I saw it behind me, but then literally 3 seconds after I said that, one of my cats jumped up on my desk and scared the fucking shit out of me and scared Jaden because she was looking around the room to like see what I had seen. And so then we obviously screamed bloody murder. I scared the shit out of the cat. The cat scared the shit out of me. It was a whole ordeal. So you're welcome for that, because I'm sure that's just gonna, people are gonna fucking love that. My soul left my body. Like, seriously, I levitated out of my chair with how high I jumped.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
Oh my
god. And all I saw was his little ass ear, and it literally scared the shit out of me.
Bro, this whole cat just goes and jumps right up on my desk. Like, Jesus, Martha. And the timing was impeccable.
Oh yeah, that's why it scared me, is because we were looking around for scary shit and then it scared me.
Oh my god, I can't ever do that again. I simply passed away. Woo! Okay, I can't even get up back on track after that. Like, I don't that's it.
Maybe we can do a bucket list part two, part dose.
Yeah, we should be better prepared next.
It's okay. I feel like it was interesting.
Oh, yeah, still definitely entertaining. Was. All-inclusive resorts. I'm going to be my new thing. I'll be like, hey, so we have this idea.
Anybody want to go to a resort?
how much do you like facials?
Because we got bellboys that'll visit you every morning.
Mm-hmm. You can even call room service to have them come back later too. You know, it doesn't have to be a morning thing.
Mm-hmm. You can order one whenever you want. 24/7.
Oh god. You know what's in a manmosa?
Oh god.
Not gonna go there. I'm just gonna leave that up to the audience. Let's not. That's a little graphic. I'm sorry. Right off the tap.
Yeah. Oh, that's too much.
Is it, or is it not enough?
Oh my god. Dude, your wine literally looks like blood.
That's disgusting.
Or is that the stain on the glass?
No, it's the wine. I'm drinking Stella Rosa Black.
So the wine is staining the glass like that?
No, it's the color changing cup. So like it goes from this color to like this.
Okay. Like with the liquid in it?
Now you fucking have it in my head that I'm fucking Bella Paula and just guzzling the fucking blood by the cup. Like, no thanks.
No, it looks fine. Looks like wine.
Red
wine. Red wine.
Right.
Anywho.
Oh my god. I literally, now I'm just on edge after that cat incident. So I don't even think we said last episode to follow us on Instagram or to email us with like episode ideas. But if you want to email us your opinion on our podcast, what we can do to improve or like make you like it more, or just like good feedback, go ahead and email us at fmlwe'regoingtohellpodcast@yahoo.com. No apostrophe and weird. Same with Instagram. Go ahead and follow us there. We have not posted in a hot fucking minute, but when we figure out something to post, you shall be notified. fmlwe'regoingtohellpodcast and no apostrophe and weird. But what I was going to say is, for a suggestion, I think you guys should go to Spotify and you should check out some new music that I've been listening to. So the artist that you're going to look for, his name is Josiah Woods, and he just came out with a new song. That one is not my favorite. My favorite is called One Night, but the brand new song that he just dropped that you should go ahead and stream is called All or Nothing. He is a Minnesota artist here, just trying to get his name out there. He's not like some fucking dumbass SoundCloud rapper. Like, he really does have a good singing voice, in my opinion. I genuinely do enjoy his music, and I think you should check it out. Let me know.
I do too. I mean, I've only listened to those couple songs that we talked about that one time, but I think he's good.
He's totally good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you should definitely check him out. But yeah, you were vibe. Right. He's a vibe. Yeah. But no, you were right. We didn't mention any of that last time. So yeah, email us, DM us on Instagram, follow us on Instagram.
Do all the things. We have a lot of listeners, and we noticed that a lot of you that are listening and checking in on us don't necessarily follow us. So y'all should probably change that.
Yeah, follow us. She.
Find out what the fuck we're up to.
She.
You are someone like Pokemon or something. Take that out.
What is it even?
She?
Yeah. Like why did that? Why did it become a thing?
TikTok.
See, I don't understand why like some of the trends that are there are nowadays are a trend. Like I don't get up. I don't understand.
Me either.
But anyways, we will catch you guys next time.
Catch you later. Bye.